Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Celine, we gotta go.
Oh.
And there's a lot of blood on the ground.
Oh, God! This is horrible.
Oh, no.
There was a fight happening. There's definitely a large creature, and it ran off in one direction. Whoever showed up mid-fight dragged off some bodies in the other direction. But you see some torchlight up ahead, and it looks like there might be a little cabin or something. The door opens. It appears to be a 7 or 8 foot tall bear standing on its hind legs.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello there.
You the owners of these two broken chunks of meat in here?
I want to do medicine checks on them. Like, how'd you find them? What's happening?
This one here was barely clinging on, and this other one over here was, she was stone dead.
Are you telling me she was, looks at camera, legally dead?
Yeah, but Regnir be praised, he worked his powers through me and I was able to bring her
back.
Sorry,
let me interrupt you for 2 seconds. Celine, go stand outside. He's going to say some things and you're not going to want to hear it.
I channeled my god's power.
Yeah, I need a breath of air. I need a breath of fresh air. And Celine goes out to the porch.
Well, you know, in the Empire, it's illegal to worship any other gods.
Come again?
So basically, in the Empire, you know, you only worship Rhea. And all the other gods, it's illegal to worship because of our emperor.
Yeah, well, that seems stupid.
He rouses both of you. You're both back to full hit points.
What happened?
Oh my god.
I tried, but I'm not good at fighting, but I did see this awesome koala man.
He came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he was so cool. He was good.
If you ever find me dying again, don't you dare use magic on me. You let me die.
All right. At that, you hear the blast of a war horn.
What the fuck?
And Barry's ears go boop, and they go straight up. And he goes, they're coming.
Who's they? Who's coming, friend?
Yeah, wait, who?
Well, you know that ogre, me and him go back quite a ways. His name's Karnak, like the Marvel Comics guy, probably other things. And last time he said if I ever bothered him again, he'd go and get his goblin friends to come and burn down my house, and I assume that's what they're here to do.
So when you said you had a past, you meant that in a negative way.
Oh yeah, we try to kill each other.
Okay.
Why?
Is this like a itchy and scratchy kind of thing, or?
He is an evil ogre. He does not follow the ways of the wood. He's wasteful. He'll eat the head off a deer and leave the rest of the body.
Ew.
He's a.
So it's wasteful.
He's bad. He's an evil scourge upon the land.
Well, the least we could do is help you with this.
We're gonna kick his ass.
I mean, he's a criminal, though. Bear's a criminal. Don't forget that.
I mean, it's against the law to burn down people's houses. You can't do that.
Yeah, and praying to Rhea wrong is a gray area outside the unincorporated empire. It's, that no mailman comes out here to, you know, so, you know, does this make any sense?
Are you claiming ignorance of the law? Is that what this is?
I miss why
I
you
think
were...
so.
What were you saying about Rhea?
Well, Barry just simply worships Rhea wrong, and I wink at, like, I think everybody incorrectly. So, you know, I'm freaking, and then I go outside.
What?
If you don't want to help, you better get out of here. You better run now, because they're going to be here in a few seconds.
Barry, I'm really trying to decide between the lesser of two evils here, but when he lights your cabin on fire, does he use magic? Or is it just like a...
He's never lit my cabin on fire previously.
But has he tried? I thought maybe I misheard. I thought he tried to light your cabin on fire.
I mean, he is the ogre who just nearly killed you. And did kill your friend, whomst I saved.
My name is Chuck. You walk on my land. State your business.
Oh my God.
I'm casting Thaumaturgy, Michael.
Oh, shit.
And it is loud as fuck.
The windows rattle.
Celine covers her ears.
That's my dad. You should hear him whistle whenever he's mad, and he really needs you to get over to him fast.
Chuck is outside screaming. Everyone else is inside. Barry is grabbing a big club, and he's making his way towards the door.
Can I grab a rapier? Can I just grab my rapier?
Sure, yeah.
Or one of his? Should mine have been destroyed when I was...
No, yours is fine.
Wow, it has more hit points than I do, apparently.
Screech is like, I'm sorry, I've done some soul searching. I can't be a part of this. And I run off into the woods.
Screech, what are you doing?
I feel like Screech is being a little bitch right now.
He just saved you. How are you going to run away?
You hear from the way, with magic!
Yeah, he's honestly pretty disappointing. I mean, I've seen some things tonight that I don't agree with, and yet I'm here to fight for the good of everyone. On behalf of the Order! Celine's looking at Rorik and Chuck, like, wanting them to be like, thank you.
I'm outside.
You.
Again, from right behind the outhouse, you need to stick to your convictions.
So, Chuck, you, I guess, Barry and Rourke join you, and Celine?
And Celine, yeah.
As you are walking out,
uh-huh.
I stand behind the door, and I go, do we still have Bless on us, Michael, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, I say, oh, wow, Barry, look at you go. And then I use my feature, Emboldening Bond, and me, Rourke, Barry, and Celine all can add another D4 to an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow, Barry, there you go again. And then I say, I don't know what it sounds like when I cast Doom. I don't know how features work, technically. Legally, I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons for over 10 years. And features are like magic, but they're not, but they are. So let's just say I say something and we'll figure it out later.
Yeah. Okay.
Was that buff was like for a certain number of people or party members you can see, or what's the scoop there?
Yeah. Oh, whoops. My bad. It's only Rourke and Celine. I was way off. So Rourke and Celine can add a D4 to an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw. It's why the Peace Cleric is good and why I'm playing it over a Battle Master Fighter. Mm. I want to be the ultimate support boy.
Is that once per turn?
Yeah.
And it stacks. Infinite.
And stacks of bless. Well,
that is super helpful.
Stacks on stacks on stacks.
So everyone that has bless on them, you get to add that on top of it.
Hell yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Have we already done initiative rolls?
Not yet.
Okay. On the roof of the cabin, a smoke poof appears.
And cabin's on fire.
Time for a rematch. It's me! And at this time, I've got a bunch of chains around my neck. Koala T! Is this one good? Is that one good?
Koala T?
I get it!
I don't get it.
Quality.
Okay. Quality, but you're also like a Mr. T kind
yeah.
of
Yeah. Michael, can you give him like whatever the opposite of inspiration is?
Yeah.
Quality is funnier than I thought again.
You have to take a D4 off of your attack rolls.
Your character officially has depression now.
That is some shit I would do.
You hear under his breath, stupid. I told you, stupid.
This sucks.
He does not like it, though. That is canon.
Oh, my God. I'm laughing.
It's a cloudy night, so it's dark.
I have dark vision.
Smears of grays and blacks, if you've got dark vision. Up ahead, you see pricks of light as it looks like there's about 5 torches bobbing towards you. And they're coming at a pretty good pace.
I was going to say I would like to have message open with Chuck. The whole time I feel like that's something they would do, but if you have to have some sort of like very visual element to casting it, then I don't think that Rourke would do that.
Yeah, we need to come up with like what we call our twin language.
So in Pathfinder or 3.5 or whatever, battle speak was basically like sign language. Can we have something like that?
I think that's something that you guys can have developed. Why don't I get some perception rolls from y'all?
Let's say 22 to 24.
13?
Oh, I rolled a 1.
Perception? I got a 5. I'm looking at Screech's dump truck of an ass.
Who's Screech?
I'm sorry. I'm looking at Quality's.
He is not here.
Dump truck of an ass.
Quality.
Well, so Chuck, I think just you are able to pick out what's going on. And it is the ogre is back, our friend Karnak, and he has 4 goblins with him, but they are goblin warg riders, who are riding wargs. They're basically really big wolves. So yeah, let's roll some initiative. What do you say?
They're not stopping after I shouted?
No, they appear to be charging towards you.
I got a 3 because I rolled a 1.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
I got a 7.
Oh, my God.
I got a 13. I thought I was going to be real low.
Oh, my God. It's so nice for me because I was so used to going last for the past 9 years.
Yeah.
But 18.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's harder to go first, I think.
It is. Like, wait, what? I got to decide right now?
Okay.
You can sneak attack with a bow, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah. I'm assuming there's like, the wargs have got to be moving faster than the ogre, so I'm assuming there's wargs in front.
There are wargs in front.
I don't want to aim for, you said it's like goblins on wargs?
Goblins riding wargs.
I'm aiming for the warg. I want to get the warg right in his snoot. I got a 17.
To hit the lead warg?
Yes.
That hits.
Oh my god, that's 7 damage, and then it's a sneak attack. So that's another 4 damage. 11 damage. What does it look like when I kill the warg?
What does it look like when you wound this warg? The arrow digs into its haunch, but and it does sort of slow it down, but it's still coming.
is still coming.
Why did I let you go first? That's a really great question.
Why?
That I should ask myself.
Why wouldn't you? Because I rolled good.
Yeah, but they rolled better.
Well, they don't get a turn this turn because they suck. Okay?
Yeah.
No.
No! Too late! Too late, Michael. There's no way to fix it. You told us, so you can't go back or else you go to jail.
No! Well, I think they just moved closer on their turn anyway.
Okay, well, I used my bonus action to hide.
God, why do you have to be like that?
Where'd he go? And yet again, Screech is not here to help, but that dapper young... Where did that guy go?
You guys, you have to, you do have to stealth roll to hide, right? Or am I lying?
Yeah, yeah, stealth roll.
Okay, 15.
You feel well hidden.
I don't like that ambiguity. I'm still on the roof, though.
Yeah. The two outside wargs, you know, goblin riding wargs, they sort of peel off to the side and look like they're going to potentially circle around. And the ogre comes barreling in and Barry runs forward. They lock into a kaiju battle-esque kind of situation. And they sort of smash into each other and the ogre swings his club around and it nails Barry right in the side. And he yelps in pain and then he throws down his club and grabs the ogre by the throat and pushes him and they go tumbling down a hill together.
Whoa! Oh
my god.
Two birds, one stone.
All right, Screech. Or no, Celine.
Sorry, so Screech.
Damn.
Okay, so two peeled off to loop around. Barry is fighting with the ogre. And now how many are left? Who else is coming towards us still?
There are two coming right at you directly and two other that are, you know, seem to be doing something strategic.
Okay. How many of them are within 90 feet of me?
I would say probably all of them.
So I guess let me nail it down a little more. I need to pick a point that's within 90 feet and 20 feet of that.
Yeah, the two that are coming right at you, you could go for them.
I want to cast sleep on them. I want to cast sleep. I feel like sleep's a useful spell. Ugh. So 15 is what I rolled. And that is the amount of hit points of creatures that will be affected by this.
Okay.
Starting with whomst? Lowest or highest?
It says within range or affected in ascending order of their current hit points.
Okay. There are two unconscious goblins riding wargs at you.
Are they just flopping? Are they flopping, Michael?
They're just flopping along.
They're like belted in at the waist, and the top half is just like.
Pretty much.
What a bunch of dorks.
They look stupid. Remember that Selena's sweating a lot right now, and like extremely like panic attack zone, puts her hands out, and like little like beautiful, glittery, sleepy. It smells like sleepy time tea.
Okay. Does Selene have anything else, or that's.
Yeah, actually. So I'm going to use my bonus action of telekinetic shove to try to... Is there anyone within 30 feet of me?
I would say they're probably right on the edge of that.
Okay.
Because you haven't used your movement yet, right?
I haven't used my movement yet. That's true. So I could come forward a little bit more because I haven't moved.
Yeah.
I want to do it to one of the wargs. I want to try to shove it.
Okay.
It's a strength saving throw.
Okay.
Or I guess I could shove a goblin off and he'd be sleeping.
Yeah, if he didn't take any damage, I suppose, yeah.
Is it better, do you think, to shove the war? I think the goblin.
Well, I had a question, Michael. If you were doing this where people are asleep, could someone go up? And do we have coup de grace rules?
So they are unconscious, which means that they're incapacitated, can't move, speak, or are not aware of their surroundings. They are fall prone, they fail strength dex saves, attacks against a creature have advantage. Any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet of the creature.
So I would like to go against one of the goblins, I don't care which one, left or right, to try
Zane.
To do a strength save against Zane the goblin!
One is Billy, the other one is Zane.
13 strength save DC.
Okay, so now if he takes damage, he will wake up.
I think it's okay, right?
It's not inherently going to take damage unless Michael says so, which I think is fair.
He's going to fall off his warg. I mean, I think he's going to be kind of like,
They will take critical damage. They will get their asses crit if you knock them off.
But no one is attacking.
I think he's going to go flying is what I'm suggesting.
Okay.
I'm going to say that you will do the minimum fall damaging, but you will crit.
Okay.
So it's going to be 2d6, essentially.
Michael, I rolled 6 total, unfortunately.
You do your push, and the goblin goes flying off of his warg mount. He smashes into a tree. He is bleeding profusely, but he stands up and looks like he's not done. Rourke, you get to have a turn.
Oh my god, okay. I don't even know what to do. Okay, there's one...
Nika, Jennifer doesn't have your headphones in, so you can cast magic now.
Oh yeah, fucking no! Okay. Wow. Okay, I would... There's one that's like just dangling lifelessly asleep.
There's one dangling on a warg, one that just got smushed on a tree, and there's two wargs that are still coming at you.
Okay, the one of the wargs that is coming at us, I would like to also try to cast sleep on.
Okay.
Can I do it in a covert way?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, fine. Can I rapier the sleeping goblin?
I mean, it's on a warg coming at you. But yeah, for sure.
Aim high.
Can I run towards it in a very epic way and have my rapier sticking out very far? Because I don't want to get touched by it, but just like a... But I want it to look really cool.
That would look really cool.
Ideally, I'm going to slice his little throat off.
Okay.
A 16 to hit.
That hits?
Yes! I'm going to slice his fucking throat.
Whoa.
Okay, good. Wow. Okay, I got a 9 damage.
What does it look like when you kill this goblin?
Oh my god. His little head just slices off and then rolls down at Celine's feet.
Is this one of the ones on the back of a warg?
Yeah, it was the one that was asleep.
Yeah.
And then that's my turn. And then I like run the rest of my movement. Whatever I would have to like move up to them and if I had any movement left. If not, then, you know, I only have 30 feet. So I am but a wee mortal.
The goblin that was tossed, he gathers up his torch that he had dropped and he throws it. And it lands on the roof of Barry's house. It lands next to Screech. And it starts... So the house is... It's got like a thatched roof. And it starts sparking. It's gonna catch fire.
Well, he doesn't know I'm up here.
No, he does not know you're up there.
Okay.
All right. Then a warg comes along and tries to eat... I'd probably go after the biggest boy in town, which is Chuck.
Don't you eat my big daddy.
So it leaps at you and tries to sink its teeth into you. And
oh, shit.
That's an 18 against your AC.
Michael, if it meets, it beats.
Oh, did it meet?
It meated.
You just got meated.
You take 10 piercing damage and must roll a...
Oh, I'm not kidding. Everyone run away.
I must roll a strength saving throw.
12?
It's a 13 DC. You get knocked prone.
Oh, my bottom.
He basically chomps on you and knocks you to the ground.
Cool.
Do you think that's cool?
This is good. I'm laughing, actually.
Well, it is your turn.
There are 3 goblins. There are 4 wargs, correct?
1 very injured goblin. 2... living goblins and 4 living wargs.
And the warg who bit me, does that have a goblin on it?
Does not have a goblin.
Okay, I'm gonna use my movement to stand up. Alright, and which I believe is half my movement. And I think I am going to thwack him with my mace. Michael, do tomorrow. 16, 18, 21.
That hits.
Oh my god.
Both 19 and 21 and 18 hit.
So you just gotta keep throwing numbers at your DM until. And that is 6 damage as I stand up and just bonk him on the top of the head. And as a boner action, I would like to use my Fae gift thingy. Oh, I can only do it to this person. Is there anyone near me?
Would you like someone to be near you?
I would like someone to be near me.
Yes.
Okay, so I say, kill this fucker! Kill this one right here that I just bonked on its head. Kill it! Kill it! Kill it! And that's my Fae gift. I get to use it twice. So it's basically I'm using the help action. So the next attack against it gets advantage.
I think it would be. I think it would be Rourke.
I'll take it.
Right. That's who would be close by.
Can I ask a question too? Are any of these creatures wearing armor? Metal armor?
I don't think so, actually.
Okay. Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
They've got swords.
But I bet I could see like goblins just having like if they have anything like leather or whatever.
Yeah.
So the help action has to be within 5 feet of me, and anyone who's taking an attack on them gets advantage. So that would include Screech's bow. Excuse me. Whatever quality is bow.
Get it right.
yeah. Rourke's rapier. I'm unsure what would happen. I assume it would also include if Celine did a magic attack. I believe that counts as well. I give a status effect, so to speak, to this particular warg that I'm standing next to. So it's literally just the next person that attacks.
Okay. So Chuck, your turn's done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that other warg coming, and who's it going to bite?
Come at me, bro. Come at me, bro. I won't die.
It looks like it's going to come at you, and then it turns and attacks the person that cut his rider in half, which is Rourke.
Me? Why?
Because you killed his rider.
That's so rude.
Well, I rolled a 1.
Good.
So I miss. That's when the other two wargs come out of the woods. And one flings its torch up onto the roof of Barry's place. And so the goblin does that. And then the warg tries to bite Celine. That's going to be a 20. Celine, you're going to hit. That's a 20. And that's going to be a 10 piercing damage.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, ouchie.
Yeah, that's a lot. And then you have to make a strength saving throw.
17.
You succeed. You do not. You withstand the warg and it does not knock you over.
Oh, Selena, she's learning how to do battle. She's like,
nice job.
She gets mad and she's like, ugh, and like pushes forward. So I let's say I do like a real like backhanded slap against it, like disrespectful, like.
Damn. A third torch lands on the roof.
Oh my God, I can't handle all these.
And I'm gonna go ahead and say that it is lightly on fire at this point. And the other warg runs up to Rourke and tries to bite her.
No.
That's gonna be a 24 against your AC.
That's really fucking rude.
I'm so sorry.
I don't think you are.
No, I'm not. It's 10 piercing damage, and you have to make a strength saving throw.
If you say no, he can't do anything to you.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That's true.
What are you going to do? You going to come here?
You could just hang up.
I'm not going to upload my audio. Okay. What was the first thing? Strength saving throw. I got... That is a 15.
15 is enough. You withstand the warg trying to knock you over.
Oh my God, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Screech.
What's that? What's the layout look like? Any of these, like, there's like two goblins still like on works, right? Or did one?
So two goblins just rode in. From the side, both of them flung their torches up on top, and now they look like they're ready to fight. And there is one really busted up goblin that's on the ground, and then there's two other wargs that are running around.
If I wanted to like acrobatics my way onto the back of one of these wargs, like behind a goblin, I want to like wrap my arms around his waist so tight, but I've got claws. So can I, like, acrobatics onto one of the wargs?
You can. Now, so the wargs are intelligent. They, like,
they are
speak languages and stuff.
But at that point, like, at my next turn, it just turns into a rodeo.
Yeah. You're absolutely, I would love it if you would jump on.
What role, because I'm not seeing a rodeo skill on my sheet. What would I use for rodeo? Just for planning for the future.
Acrobatics or athletics.
Okay. Oh, perfect. We're good.
Okay, so you're not dealing with the torch situation.
I don't. If it's going to be an action, I don't think so.
Yeah, it would definitely be an action.
It's not something where it's like I'm running and I happen to kick one, like incidentally. No. Okay. Yeah. So it's gonna be 19 to jump on this warg, Michael.
That's a success.
Oh my goodness! I am going to both my claws.
Is this the one that Chuck bonked, or the one not that Chuck didn't bonk?
which one am I more likely to kill? The one he bonked?
One he bonked is definitely.
Yeah, well then, yes, that's luckily, as luck would have it, that's the one I'm on. But, and I'm does that break my stealth to jump on this work?
I mean, for sure.
I feel like it would break myself to the warg, but like maybe the goblin doesn't realize I'm there. That's more.
Yeah,
what
it's pretty much a binary sort of situation.
So if I was to say that I do my attack as I land, could it still be a sneak attack?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. This is a good game. I like it. Oof, but does a 9 hit?
You have advantage and 1d4.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Oh my god, good. That I was going to look like an asshole.
Yeah, that would have been foolish.
Fuck this firehouse. I'm going to fall on my bottom.
Well, I already landed. I got that right. But this is to attack. So 19 to hit.
That hits.
Boom. Oh, my God. 10 damage. And then, well, hold on. 15 damage, Michael. And then another attack.
Oh, shnikes.
Another attack, Michael. I critted on that attack.
Shit.
That was very good.
It might surprise you to know that I have to once. I crit so rarely that I cannot remember
how to do it.
Yeah.
Double your weapon damage.
Double dice roll.
Oh, my God. 15. So 30 damage. This goblin.
It's a warg, right?
No, I jumped on to one of the ones that had a goblin on the back, and I was killing the goblin.
No, you said you jumped on the one without.
It's not what I thought I was saying.
So what you're saying was you wanted to attack the one that I attacked, which has the highest chance of being attacked. That one had no goblin.
I thought you attacked a goblin.
No.
Okay. Does 30 kill a goblin? Because that's what I wanted to do.
Goblins die a lot faster than wargs.
I think you want to kill a warg.
Okay. Yeah, I'll kill the warg. I thought it was going to be fun to rodeo a warg, but yeah, I guess in the interest of the party, yeah.
It would have been, but you fucking did 30 damage.
It sounds like you started to rodeo it, and then you just killed it to the ground, and you're like, man, that was going to be so cool.
Man.
Oh, man, it's just dead.
I'm just sitting on a dead warg going, yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Yes, please describe this to us in detail.
It's extremely, I cannot say the superhero it looks like legally, but I have two claws with three claws each. So it's basically just like a big old jump, and I come down with the claws and I dig in, and I'm fully expecting to go for a ride, and I look extremely disappointed when the warg slumps to the ground. Like, it's like I put a quarter in like the horsey machine at the grocery store and it didn't move, and I'm checking to see if the warg's plugged in.
Damn, that was a nice job.
All right, so Celine, you just a random koala appears out of nowhere, and
I use my bonus action to hide.
Where'd you go?
Wait, didn't you do two attacks?
I didn't use a bonus action this turn.
Did you not attack twice?
Isn't your second attack a bonus action?
Fuck you, Michael. Don't be so surprised when next time you go for a bonus action, it's not there, Michael.
Guys, stop taking my bonus actions. I'm not kidding.
I need those.
No, there's just a very unhidden koala mounted atop a dead warg.
He thinks he's hidden.
Oh, where'd you go? Oh, there you are. That's not as cool.
All right, so Celine, there are three wargs, two of them with riders, and three goblins, one riding, one, or two riding, one not.
Okay, I would like to attack one of the wargs.
Riderless or one of the other two?
I think one of the ones that has a goblin on it.
Okay, now I've got more choices for
you. Okay, all right.
There's one that took 11 damage from a screech arrow and one that is totally uninjured.
The one that's partially injured.
Okay.
I would like to cast Ray of Frost on it.
Okay.
That would be a 22.
That definitely hits.
7 cold damage, and its speed is reduced by 10 feet until the start of my next turn.
Sick.
And can I, the goblin that's on top of it, I wanna try to do my knocking thing again. I wanna try to do telekinetic shove.
Okay.
What does that look like when you do it? Is there like a wisp or is it nothing?
I actually like the idea of it being like a little burst of light, like a hand. It's like bonk, like in the middle of the chest. Choof, it disappears.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so strength saving throw on the goblin of the one that I just, on top of the warg that I just attacked.
Let's see. I rolled a 5, and it's got -1, so 4.
Yay! Yeah, that definitely. Yep. Yeah, so I'm assuming I knock him off the warg again.
Oh, he'd go flying.
Yeah, I love this.
Let's keep the good times rolling. Ha ha ha. And give me that d6 of fall damage.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because this warg is, it's large.
Ooh, that's a 5.
All right, it was alive, but unhappy.
And that's it for me.
Rourke.
Okay.
There is, I'll give you the situation. You've got one very injured warg, and he is riderless. You've got one pair that is totally untouched. And then you have another untouched warg and one very injured goblin.
What happened to the one warg once it was goblinous? Did it continue running?
Yeah, it's attack. It's continuing to attack.
Okay. Could I please attack the... What was the first one? The injured warg?
There's 2 injured goblins, 1 injured warg.
I would like to attack the injured warg, please.
Okie dokie.
With my rapier. 4...
That's not gonna do it, unfortunately. Is that Rourke's turn?
That's all I can do.
Okay.
You can steal one of Michael's bonus actions.
No.
I steal the goblin. I actually am gonna steal the goblin's action.
Okay.
You can't do that.
I'm going to.
You can't because the very injured goblin who's up next, the first one that was asleep that got tossed off and then threw his torch, he feels like he's done enough here, and he is going to remove himself from the situation. Take a step back into the bushes, and him running.
Go on now, get.
Which brings us to Chuck.
Chuck. Okay, so there is a koala, a dead warg next to me. There is and I assume I'm relatively close, you know, within 10 to 20 feet of Rourke and Celine, give or take.
Yeah.
So I would want to run closer. So how much HP do you have, Jennifer and Rourke?
4.
4?
17.
17. I don't think we're at a good spot to heal Celine yet, and especially since her panic attack seems to be chilling out. So.
I do have a thing where if I drop to 0 hit points, I can...
I think I could gaslight you pretty good if I bring you back from unconscious, though. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to believe it.
So, Michael, so what I want to do from the ground, and I want all of us to put the 2 cents in, between my movement, between like hiding in the chaos of battle or whatever, I want to try to cast Bane on the remaining 3 creatures I could see. I think there's more than that.
Mm.
It is verbal, somatic, and material. Somatic means I do shit with my hands. Material uses whatever. And verbal, obviously, I say something. So, am I able? I want to try to hide behind something as silly as hide behind a tree. Hide behind, like, the dead warg. Be like, oh, I got to tie my shoe. something silly like that. What do we think about that? Is there any way to do it? Is there any way to do it without rolling a d20? I will say this. I'm less afraid of the koala than I am of Celine.
He's got claws!
I don't know who you're talking... I don't know what character you're playing anymore. But I definitely know that I don't want the adept to see me cast. So I'm throwing a lot of spaghetti at all of our collective walls. What do we think?
I think it's a deception roll.
Okay. I think it's a deception... Yeah, that would make sense.
Regardless of every other factor, a deception roll feels like the right call. Boop. That is a... It's probably up there by the Ds. 13? Oh, D4. 15.
Sorry, this is an insight roll for me.
Insight.
Yeah, I got a 13.
All right, well, you succeed.
I wait for one of the mongrel wargs to yelp. And then I rip through the weave. I speak to the god that talks to me still for some reason. And 3 creatures of my choice must make a charisma saving throw, Michael DeMauro.
Okay.
And then you beat a 14.
So there's one very injured goblin, 1 very injured warg. And then there's 2 uninjured wargs and 1 uninjured goblin.
I want to hit as many wargs as I can, and then I'll throw a goblin in there, and I'll let you.
There's 3 wargs.
All right, let's do the wargs.
And what am I rolling?
charisma.
Charisma. They're not very charismatic.
That's so true.
The first roll is a 9.
Yeah, good roll.
Second roll is a 12. Yeah. Third roll is a 13.
All right, all three of them must subtract a d4 from an attack or saving throw going forward.
Oh, okay.
Bane is a motherfucker, too, and I'm very excited.
Nice. Okay, so they're essentially cursed.
Yep.
In a way.
Yep. Yep. That's my turn. And I'll probably move closer to Rourke.
All right, well, now it is the time of the warg. So one is going to attack you. It's going to have to roll a d4, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, I already rolled a 5, so that's a miss.
Yay.
Do they all, or it, is it, how many, is it, like, they always have to roll, or is it just one time?
Forever.
Okay. The other injured goblin, he is going to live another day. He's also backing out of this one.
Coward.
Actually, the warg has 4 hit points left, so I'm going to say that they, he jumps onto this one, and they tear off into the woods. There is a goblin and warg left. The roof of the of Barry's house is now fully aflame.
Is there a hose, like a magical hose?
No. So the goblin that is on the back of this warg, it's gonna fire its shortbow at Screech.
Oh my god.
And Screech does take 5 piercing damage.
From the ground.
But then it runs over and it's going to go after Chuck.
No. Yes. Kill my me, bitch.
Oh, God. I rolled a 2.
Yay. That sucks. And it's, I'm allowed to call it a bitch because it's a dog.
And you can see its vagina.
Oh, good pussy, bitch.
nice pussy.
Nice dog pussy. Get out of here.
Cover that up.
Ew, gross.
Keep it to yourself.
I call her the W word.
Oh, all right, Screech.
22.
That stabs. Who are you stabbing? Are you stabbing warg or goblin?
I'm going to attack one of the big dogs.
The one that has a goblin on it or not?
I want to do the one with the goblin. 11 damage.
Sick. Well, Celine.
Okay.
2 wargs and a goblin.
I think Celine would see what was going down over there. And let's do chill touch on the warg. The one that just got hit.
Okay.
13.
13 hits.
Oh. Yay. Okay. All right. That's great news because I don't even know if I've used this one yet. Chill touch. So a ghostly skeletal hand appears in range and attaches itself to the warg. So let's say that it's just like on its throat, like just freaking choking it. It's going to do 1d8 necrotic damage, and it can't regain hit points until the start of my next turn.
Damn.
And the hand's just going to stay there.
So no healing, Michael.
All right.
No healing. That's a 5. That's a 5 necrotic damage.
Ouch.
Says the warg.
It's like, aw, because it's being choked.
Yeah, right. So,
Rourke.
Oh, wait. I haven't done my bonus. I want to try to push the goblin on top. I'm addicted to pushing the goblins off of the warg.
You can't get enough.
You're like, I can't. Strength. I fucking love it.
Push a cheek.
Strength save, baby.
All right. No, fail.
Yay. So push it.
Roll that d6.
I love this. I get Celine's doing actual damage tonight. That's 3.
Show me a goblin you haven't pushed.
I'm going to push them all. All
right. It goes flying. All right, Rourke.
Okay. Could I try to skewer the goblin that she tossed?
Of course you can.
That is a 17 to hit.
That hits.
8 damage. I skewer his little body.
What does it look like when you kill him?
Well, just like an olive whenever it goes through a toothpick. So Celine pushes that goblin right off, just tosses the goblin, and Rourke runs like, and then sticks their sword up and then like kind of looks away because she doesn't want any stuff in her eye.
Mm.
And then it like skewers right off there. And then she looks at Chuck and says, "Meat's back on the menu, Papa."
What the fuck are you saying? I should have never let you be anywhere near Hamlin. I can't ground you because you're quite old, but you're grounded, miss. You're grounded.
Am I even the same person?
What?
I have arisen.
It doesn't work that way. You're grounded. You're 25 to 28 year old, miss. You go to your room.
Okay. Chuck. There's one injured and one uninjured warg. That's all we got left.
I'm going to bash the injured warg, my good friend. 12?
Ooh, 12 is not enough.
That's fine. Then I will use my second instance of using a help action as a bonus action. And the next person to attack this warg gets advantage. My turn is done. Fuck this guy up. Fuck him up. You're gonna get fucked up.
The uninjured warg does a bite on you.
Me?
Yeah.
So rude.
I'm a big boy.
So that's a 15. Is that already gonna miss?
It's already gonna miss, yeah.
Okay. So it tries to chomp you and it does not.
Yeah, it tries to, and then I fucking get my shield in the way and I'm like, push it back. Get out of here. You suck.
The injured warg, you know, it's gonna go after Celine.
No, me.
I have to roll a d4, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's going to be a -4, but I rolled 17, then we got +5, so that's going to be a total of 18 to hit Celine.
That'll hit me.
9.
Ooh, yikes.
Okay.
Rolled below average.
So, all right, so I have a thing called Strength of the Grave. When damage that isn't radiant or from a critical hit reduces you to 0 HP, you can make a charisma saving throw. DC 5 plus the damage taken on a success, you drop to 1 HP instead.
Okay.
That's fun.
So it's 5 plus 9, and then you roll a d20 and add 2 d4s.
Okay. Okay. So I just need to get more than that. So yep. I need to get more than 14.
More than 14.
Okay. Woo! All right. Let's freaking do it.
Don't die.
21.
Okay, so you're, instead of getting knocked unconscious, you've got 1 hit point.
I've got 1 hit point, yeah.
Okay, well now you get to roll your strength saving throw.
My strength saving throw modifier is -1. And I rolled a 5, so...
You would not have got it with the d4s.
Okay, so it's going to knock you prone as well. So now tell us what it looks like, because it's basically leaping on you.
Okay, so I fall to the ground, and at first I'm like completely still, just ragdoll. And then all of a sudden I go gas back and just like scream like super high pitched.
That's so fucking metal.
That's so cool.
That is so metal. And it's Screech's turn now. There's an injured and an uninjured warg.
How much HP does the uninjured one have?
26.
Idiot.
I'm gonna hit the injured one. I got a 23 to stab. 12 damage total.
What does it look like when Screech kills that warg?
I run directly at the warg. Our eyes meet.
Meet.
I'm running really fast. Really fast. And I slide. I slide underneath the warg as the warg jumps over top of me and I just slice it down the belly. and two halves of the wargs, they fall apart. And that both of them, they're laying on the ground, and the legs, they're still trying to run, but they're two halves, and they can't.
Celine, you're lying in the mud.
Yeah.
And it's your turn.
It's my turn, shit.
There's one warg left, and it's fine.
All right, I guess I'll stand up. I'm gonna cast Ray of Frost on it.
Wow.
I got an 18.
Okay. Yep, that hits.
Ooh. That's a 7 damage.
Okay.
And its speed is reduced by 10, Michael. I know it's probably pretty close to us, but...
Rourke, the warg does look terrified.
I would like to...
Wait, can I use my telekinetic to push it towards Rourke?
Oh, got.
Yes.
It says I can shove a creature
toward or away.
Yeah, toward or away.
That's sick.
So I would assume that could also mean to the side.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna be jerking people all around.
Yeah, jerk them off, man.
And then jerk them off.
I would jerk so jerk many people off.
Off before. So when you toss him, you can just jerk him off.
Yeah. So yeah, it's.
Yeah, I shove it. You should have toward Rourke.
You should have jerked him off, so he got tossed by the warg.
Okay.
And he's stompy.
He did get a 17 saving throw.
Well, shit. Then I guess it didn't do anything.
Minus D4.
No, I didn't do the minus D4. 14.
No. DC 13.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered, but it made us feel good.
Okay. Well. Is that Selene's turn?
Yeah.
Rourke.
Okay. I rolled a 2. So.
2 d4s.
Right.
And you never know what you're doing.
12 to. I want to stab right in between the rib cage.
You got a 12, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that missed. 12 does not hit.
Okay, well then, whenever the warg gets next to me and I miss it, I say, sorry to miss you this time. Maybe we'll meet again. That was too long. We're going to work.
You're not mature enough to be in battle. I'm sorry. This is my fault. This is on me.
The warg, like, says it and then looks at Chuck like,
No. Everyone, I'm sorry.
Yes, there's one injured warg left, and it looks terrified. It's Chucky's turn.
Yeah, I want to do an intimidation check to make it scooch.
Advantage on that one, please.
For you, anything. 17. Get away.
It runs. It runs so fast.
It's like, I'm out!
You could take a swing at it if you so choose.
I shan't take a swing at it.
All right, off into the woods it goes.
Remember this!
You hear a loud roaring sound behind you as the house is ablaze.
Fuck. He's gonna be so mad.
And you hear a bellow of, my house!
We're so sorry.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Yeah, no, poor Barry's house.
Yeah, that's why you don't help people, friends. I didn't have anything. I don't think I could have done anything other than I felt like we were so close to getting murdered. That
there were a lot of dudes coming.
Yeah,
for us.
And, you know, it's
and like Barry was fighting. He wasn't trying to save his roof. Yeah. That's his house.
Yeah, he could have saved his roof, Michael.
He was kind of gone though. I mean, he rolled down the hill.
So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in either on Twitch or on Podcast Zone. Remember, if you're listening to this campaign for the first time and you're like, "Damn, I'm all caught up." We have like well over 427 episodes to listen to for campaign one. You don't need to listen to any of them unless you want to get two or three bad jokes every three or four episodes. There's also a lot of other. It's a good run, but
yeah,
still.
It's a good run.
That being said, as well, you can go to twitch.tv/geeklyinc every Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. EST. And have a chance to win dice. And you can win some beautiful diehard dice. I know we got some new folks in here who deserve to win some dice. So
yeah.
Hashtag campaign.
Let's do it.
Congratulations to Days in Hell.
Well, today's your day in dice heaven.
This is heaven, damn. Actually. You win the diehard dice code. You'll be sent a code which gives you money off your entire order on dieharddice.com. All of you who did not win, it's okay, because you can go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and get 15% off your total order. We will get a kissy of that proceed, just a little bit. But hey, man, if you need dice, you might as well get dice that gives us a kissy. Hashtag ad.
Thank you, Die Hard Dice. We love you so much. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. And you can find me on patreon.com/thriftycrafts or at thriftynerd.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. I've been streaming as much as I can on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, typically during the days. We just beat Elden Ring, and golly gene, was that so much fun. So we're going to try some other games soon. That'd be really great. But every single Thursday at 2 p.m. on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, you can check out me DMing, just like Michael does. And that's really fun.
Hell yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And you can find all of the links to the fun things that I do online in my Twitter bio.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman.
Alrighty. Well, golly, I guess until next week, keep it dicey.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.